Kid Breakfast with AB and Ben.
Ben, it would be the worst nightmare for anybody to come back to their car after doing a spot of shopping to find that it had been keyed.
Oh, you just don't mess with another man's vehicle.
It's a senseless crime. I don't understand it at all. The other day I was in a Tesla group that I'm a member of because I have a Tesla.
I bet you were.
And a guy shared a video that was very horrifying of his car being keyed. He asked people to share it and try and get the face of this person out to try and basically figure out who did this and why.
I've got to wonder what monster, what creature would do something like that to somebody else's car.
It seems senseless. Anyway, the video has since gone viral. Darren has had a huge response, overwhelming, and it sounds like possibly justice. We're joined by him on the phone this morning. Mate, what a wild few days.
Yes, it has been.
Completely unexpected. So you obviously, you're shopping in Sydney, you return to the car, you notice that it was keyed.
Yep.
People don't always realise this, but with Teslas and some of the new cars that are coming out nowadays, they do film everything all the time with Sentry Mode.
What? Tell us a bit about Sentry Mode. How many cameras have you got on your car?
Oh, it's got eight cameras all the way around. So normally when you have cameras in your car, it really just does front and then back if you get an extra, but the Tesla has the sides as well. So.
Okay.
It's great because if there is ever an accident or you do come back to the car and it's scratched, you can just re-look at the footage on your phone, and it films as soon as somebody comes within 30 centimetres of the car. That's the way that it's designed.
Yeah, right.
God, you'd be thankful that you put your USB in for that one. Hey, Darren.
Yes, always make sure it's in. Absolutely.
Yeah. Incredible stuff. How big is the scratch? Because, I mean, we've all seen the video and we can see she's going along for quite a while, but what sort of size are we talking?
Yeah, it's basically the whole rear driver's side passenger door and then a little bit into the quarter panel at the back as well.
Did you have any run-in with this woman? Like, was there any reason, like, maybe, like, you took a car park that was meant to be hers, or did you have any interaction with her at all?
No, until we looked at the footage, I still have never seen her in my life, only on the videos, like everybody else. It's the only time I've ever seen her.
And you were parking
I have no idea who she is.
You were parked in a normal spot as well, because people were, commenting.
Yeah, I normally try not to, but sometimes, you know, you think you're just running in and everything will be all right. But obviously this time it wasn't.
Yeah. So were you parked in one of the electric vehicle bays?
No, they don't have anywhere I was at that one.
Okay.
If I go to Rouse Hill, the town centre, I always park in the electric bay, and I guess you don't have any problems there. But
you were just at the front of the car park in a normal car space, and this happened. Were there other cars in the vicinity that were keyed as well?
I think the car next to me, that grey one, I can't tell, but a lot of people see to me it looks like it's been done as well. But by looking at the video, it looks like she's done it before. Doesn't look like it's the first time.
No.
Yeah, because you got to wonder if it's an attack on Tesla owners, which I've heard is a thing, or if it's just, she's like, people have nice stuff and I can't afford nice stuff. So, it's my impression of that one.
Now, she's been
A lot of people have asked me on the page if they think it's an attack on Tesla. I'm kind of hoping it isn't, but who knows?
Yeah, well, it's hard to find out a motive anyway. And since it's been shared everywhere, you guys have had some success and she has been located?
Yeah, well, apparently she's been summoned. She has a court date next month, from what I hear.
I don't even know how that system works. Do you get to, I guess you put in an insurance claim and then...
It'd probably be a similar
I've got a police number for the event, and I'm just going to put that in with the insurance company, and then hopefully I won't have to pay my excess.
Yeah. Well, look, in summary, people, it's 2020. You just can't do stuff like you used to. You can't be criminals. There's footage everywhere, whether it be on a car or in a shopping centre. It's pretty much unavoidable.
Time to hang up the keys, guys. Come on.
Or in the case of the...
she chose the wrong car this time.
Yeah.
Or in the case of the Tesla, you don't even have a keys.
No,
there's
no key.
I think a lot of people have come back to a car that's been keyed before and had no recourse for justice. So it is nice to see a victory for the people for this time. So congratulations on that one.
Thank you very much. Let's hope she doesn't do it again.
No, absolutely not. I think a lesson has been learned. Thanks, Darren.
Yeah, thank you very much.
Kid Breakfast with AB and Ben.